News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Gardaí are continuing their search at a wasteland near Donabate in North Dublin for a missing boy presumed dead. The child, who would now be 7 years of age, has not been seen in over 3 years. And News Talk's reporter Emily Keegan is on site and joins us now. Good morning to you, Emily. Tell us what we know currently.
So we do know that Gardaí are keeping an open mind into this investigation. They've made that clear from the beginning yesterday when they announced that they were searching this land on the Portran Road near Donabate. It's about 5 minutes from where this boy is last known to have lived in the Gallery Apartments in Donabate. But Gardaí say, and the new Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly, confirmed yesterday that they haven't been able to either locate him, identify any information on his current whereabouts or any evidence that he is currently alive. Now, they haven't confirmed or revealed any details about the boy or the family for operational reasons. But what we do know, and what has been confirmed to us yesterday, is that Tuisla was it engaged with this boy and the family through the family's own request. But that engagement ended 5 years ago, and they say there was no cause for concern and no new referrals raised until last month. They then they relayed their concerns to the Gardaí. Gardaí took control of this area of land on Monday evening and the search began yesterday. It's resuming today. I've arrived. It's very hard to see in. They've got the area very well blocked off. But what we can see is there are generator lights that were brought in yesterday that are now turned on. So it's easy to presume they're in there working away throughout this rain.
Okay. So this child was known at one point to social services. We know that. Maybe finally, Emily, obviously a community gathering was held in Donabate last night. Have you spoken to any locals? What's the reaction been?
Yeah, so I went along to the community gathering last night. There was a crowd of up to 100 people there. There was a really large turnout. They're all lighting candles. And you could really get that feeling that the community is shook from this news. Of course, it is. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. Even this road that they're searching is a very open road. There are very wide footpaths. It's a very popular walking route. You can hear it in the people as they're walking by. They're all discussing how shocked they are, how concerned they are. People are really just heartbroken. And at the root of it all, they're just concerned for this boy. And that's what this community gathering was all about last night. People were just expressing how sad it is and how unfortunate it is for something to happen to a child who would now be 7, so was much younger at the time. He hasn't been seen in up to 4 years. It's just a heartbreaking case. And I think that's really felt across the community.
Thank you very much for joining us. That is News Talk reporter Emily Keegan, live from Donabate.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.